Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Globe Trade Centre Q3 2011 conference call. All lines will be in listen-only mode throughout the whole conference. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, please press star, then zero on your telephone. Just to remind you, this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to hand over to your chairperson, Małgorzata Zaplicka. Please begin your meeting, and I will be standing by.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you to our Q3 results conference call. Together, I'm with Mr. Eli Alroy, who is the Chairman of our Supervisory Board, with Mr. Erez Boniel, who is the CFO of the group, as well as Mariusz Kozłowski, who is the member of the Management Board, and Hagai Haral, who is also a Management Board member. To start the presentation, I will hand over to Mr. Eli Alroy.
Hello, everybody. In order to take you through the Q3 results, I would like to ask you to have a look at the first slide of our presentation that shows the graphs that somehow reflect what we think happened in Europe and represents very clearly the reality and the space in which we are operating. One slide shows the DAX index, and the other one is the MSCI index. These two graphs show what happened in quarter three, meaning July, August, and September, which reflects the Q3 results in a way. The DAX shows a very big dip during this time, as well as the MSCI. I want to take you a bit backwards to the way GTC saw the real estate sector during 2008, 2009, 2010, and 2011 to explain the change, the drastic change in the way we look at the reality around us. 2008 and 2009 were clearly crisis years. We took very strict and very quick measures to cope with that. Just to demonstrate, we did not buy any new land during 2008 and 2009, whereas in 2006 and 2007, we bought between 15-20 new sites per year. When we saw the turnaround, the reaction time of us was very aggressive, very quick, and we did not buy one single site during these 2 years, 2008 and 2009. Another thing we did not do during those 2 years, which we consider as crisis years, we did not sell any assets, meaning that we were not willing to sell assets at the prices we were offered since it was not a must for us to sell, so we did not sell, we did not compromise with the price. 2010, we looked at as a transition year. We saw some stabilization, and again, to demonstrate in actions of GTC, I would like to mention 2 major events that somehow represent this year. One, that we first time, after 2 years of not buying any land, we bought one piece of land, which is the land in Warsaw, retail, for the project in Wilanów, which in a way reflects the priorities of GTC at that time, meaning retail, non-questionable sector that we would like to be active in Warsaw, which looks very promising till today. 2011 started out in a quiet, I would say, positive outlook into 2011. It was we saw we are sitting on a huge database in 10 countries, and we saw clear evidence of indicators that gave us a feeling that this year is going to be 2011 going to be a good year. The indicators were leases that came up quicker. We saw slight improvement in the rents. The volume of transactions were bigger. If I can quote the big analysts of the agencies, John Lane LaSalle and others, the expected volume of transactions during 2011, the estimated ones were anything between 2.5 billion-3 billion euro during the year. Again, to demonstrate on the GTC level, we sold an asset that the closing was in May. We sold Galeria Mokotov. Unibail Rodamco, a professional buyer, bought it. And the result, the exit yield of 5.6%, again, strengthened our view that we are seeing a slow recovery. This was not the agenda only of GTC. This was the agenda of the real estate professionals around GTC, as I said, in many of the countries. End of May, beginning of June, we started to see a downturn. It started quite rapidly. It's demonstrated again in the graphs that I mentioned at the beginning of my presentation. And we decided to, and at that point of time, the valuation done by GTC, according to our policy, was done by external appraisers for every single asset in the company. And it ended up with a write-off of 80 million euro. The net ended up with 30 because we had a positive upside on selling Galeria Mokotov. Just to remember, historically, we always sold assets above the book value in all the history of GTC. This indicates, in a way, our conservative approach in appraising assets. And then we entered Q3. The Greece issue, the Eurozone issue, started to pop up as we went into Q3. And we decided at the end of Q3 to, although the way we have done it before is part of our policy, this is management responsibility to appraise the assets, we decided just for the sake to make sure that we are doing the right job and evaluating right. So the management went through every single asset that we have throughout the company, assets and land. And to be on the conservative side and to make sure that we get enough comfort, we decided as an unusual thing, and not by changing the policy, but just consulting with appraisers such as Collier, DTZ, John Glenn LaSalle, and others. And all the assets that we were looking internally were checked by outside consultants as well, just to make sure that we are doing the right thing. And clearly, this process went through also the auditors, which are Ernst & Young. This ended up with the 140 million euro write-offs that, in the context of what's happening in the Eurozone and in the context of where active 50% of our activities outside of Poland, and being in Europe, all our activities in Europe, it reflects the reality. Two-thirds of the write-offs are related to Romania and Bulgaria, and about one-third is related to Croatia and Hungary. Some of this write-off, first of all, I want to remind everybody that this is non-cash write-offs. This is the, we're in a way victims of the IFRS system that forces us to write off when there is a turnaround. But clearly, there is also a positive element in this by cleaning the table on one hand. On the other hand, there is an upside in the SEE region. GTC has a mixed bag of assets. We have 50% Poland, which is considered to be a safe haven, which it is, and 50% is in other countries. In the other countries, later on when Erez will explain the exit yields that we have been using, you'll see that the average exit yield that we were using on our retail assets in Romania is 11%. In Bulgaria is 9.3%, meaning that when the market will recover, and it real estate is a matter of time, market do recover, then there is a clear upside in any of these assets and in any of these countries. Part of the write-offs have been done as a temporary measures of GTC when we leased our shopping malls at these difficult times. We had to give concessions to tenants, some by rent-free, some by contributing to the fit-out contribution, participating in that. And clearly, because of that, the income from those assets and the ERV that was taken into consideration by the different appraisers clearly hit the bottom line of this and added up to this write-off. However, one has to remember that these are temporary, these are non-cash, and these are temporary, so over time, the vacancies will fill up. Just to give one example, in Stara Zagora, we are now 80% leased. We believe that in 2-3 months we'll be 90%. In Arad, Romania, we opened the mall about a month and a half ago, and we are 100% leased. But the project is, it has the traffic, it has the occupancy, but because of concessions we had to give, this is now a tenant market, so we had to give to Inditex, which is there, to Cora, which is a supermarket, 7,000 square meter, which is there. So clearly, we are sacrificing the short term for the long term stability of the of these shopping malls. But all of them are top location, all of them are very well designed. All the know-how of GTC being involved in 20 shopping malls in the region clearly was implemented in every single one. On top of that, we can provide further on in the presentation more breakdown of the write-offs. All in all, I want just to mention that during Q2 and Q3, the write-offs of GTC is added up to 220 million euro. This is a very big amount. So we do feel that we took a conservative approach and we reflect the reality in a very methodic and very serious way up to the very last asset and land that we have. The good side, on top of the upside that I mentioned before, is these markets are, because of raising financing is more difficult these days, so there is another element of positive when you look at it, is that we have less competition in most of the markets, and the construction cost is also going down. Looking forward, we plan to do potentially some more disposals of non-core assets. We are reviewing it, because our target is to improve the liquidity of the company. We will disclose some further actions that we are doing when it materializes, but we are looking at it very aggressively at non-core assets, and we are doing some other cost-saving measures in the group because we want to reduce our LTV from 59-60% to 50%. We feel that we're entering a period where cash will be less available, and we want to be very well prepared for that. We have done already a few measures. I will demonstrate two. One is that we sold Platinum Park to Allianz Fund. This is going to, the closing is planned in less than a month. And this will give GTC more than 60 million euro after tax, two-thirds of it this year, and the rest in the horizon of 12 to 18 months. Another measure that we have done, we signed a refinancing of two assets. I think we should get big credit for managing to do so, because one of the assets is in Romania, and one of the assets is in Serbia, which is not an easy market these days, and we managed to complete refinancing with Erste Bank, which will give us additional 22 million euro, and these agreements are already in place and signed. Looking forward, maybe I would like to tackle another thing that we had to there 126 million euro are related to five projects in which we had slight
compliance
with covenants. We are actively talking to the lenders. Those specific five projects, one of them we already signed an agreement with the bank, so the amount will be decreased from 126 million euro to 100. And the other four, we are in a very advanced negotiation with these banks, and we are confident that in the next quarter, this 126 million euro will move again to long-term liabilities. The last thing that I would like to mention is looking forward, what is our plans as far on the development side. We chose a few projects that are no questionably the best asset, the best land the GTC owns, and we are going to go ahead and develop them. These are, all of them are on land that we own and paid from our own equity, so the land is not leveraged, and all of them are located in places that we are very confident as far as the demand. I will name a few of them. Two are shopping malls in Warsaw. This is a retail in Warsaw. Each one of them is 60,000 GLA, very well located, very good catchment area, and we are very confident going forward with both of them. Another one is a shopping mall in Serbia, Belgrade, a great location. The design is in place. We plan to go ahead with the project and start construction in the beginning of next year. Just to give you in a nutshell why we feel very strong about the demand in Serbia, Belgrade is about 2 million people, the population. It's as big as Warsaw. Warsaw is also about 2 million. Warsaw has about 20 malls. Belgrade has 2 malls. So we feel very comfortable to go ahead with the scheme of shopping mall in Belgrade. The next one is an office building in Romania, in Bucharest, top location, walking distance from a landmark asset that GTC owns, which is called Citygate. Citygate is 2 towers, 44,000 square meter, 97% leased, to top names such Microsoft, banks, cellular companies, etc. We are now in the process of getting the building permit, and once we get there, we will start the construction. Here we are 50-50. We have a JV in place with the original owner of the land. Yes, Romania, for those who don't go into the details of the office market in Romania, is there. I would say Bucharest is divided to in a very simple way to two areas. One area that is dense, where we have done few office buildings since 1999, so we are 12 years active in Romania. We have done Europe House, we have done America House, we have done Citygate. We feel very comfortable in this market, and specifically the location of this ANA building. The other parts in Bucharest, like Pipera or secondary location that are not as urban as the site I'm talking to about, that have vacancies issues, whereas the ones that are top located have very small vacancy issue, if at all. So I gave you four examples. Of course, we have more that we plan to go forward. And with this note, I will pass it to Mariusz to continue.
Hello. Just to compliment on what Eli said about main events in the past months, on refinancing, it's worth mentioning that the size of the transaction was quite large, with Citygate was 100 million euro, one of the largest refinancing transactions in Southeastern Europe. With Avenue 19 in Belgrade, it was 30 million euro, and altogether it will bring to GTC 22 million euro of free cash in the fourth quarter of this year. And also the countries where we done those transactions, Romania and Serbia, are quite difficult, and it demonstrates our ability to raise financing in difficult markets and how good are our relations with our lenders. The event which we haven't communicated to you yet, and we are doing it now, which we are very proud of, is leasing in Spiral. The building is almost full after transaction of almost 29,000 square meters. This building was quite low occupied for some time, which was a worry of us and worry to you, analysts and investors. And now we are very proud to say that all three our buildings in Budapest are almost fully occupied, with occupancy around 95%, while the average occupancy in Budapest is only 80%. This shows the quality of assets and its location, our ability to maintain good quality tenants in difficult times. In October, we opened Galeria Arad in Romania, which was a very successful opening with a big crowd on the first days. The mall is all fully let, 99%, with top tenants such as Inditex Group, Cora, big supermarket with very powerful 9,000 square meters, Cinema City, other well-known retailers, Pure Fitness. It's the most popular retail scheme in the town of Arad, which is next to Hungarian border, quite wealthy city. So in a difficult market, we're showing that we're managing to secure occupancy, and in several projects where the occupancy is low and the rents are low, and Erez will guide you through the level of rents which were taken as assumption for valuation. It's showing that with leasing and after passing the period of stabilization, there is a big upside in those projects. Looking at the markets generally, Eli mentioned the macro environment. We have to mention that this crisis is hitting the real estate market from various angles. One of them is impact on the credit market, availability of financing not only to developers but also to our tenants, office tenants or retail tenants. It somehow slows down their expansion. Crisis has an impact of consumer confidence and their spendings, which translates into lower turnover of our tenants in shopping malls, and that in turn puts pressure from tenants to us to lower the rent. Therefore, we decided that temporarily, in order to maintain high occupancy and quality tenant mix, we decided to give short-term concession to those tenants, such as just pure turnover rent or rent reduction, which we believe in the long term will contribute to sustainable value creation of those projects. The main impact of the crisis came indeed in Southeastern Europe, in countries like Romania, Bulgaria, Croatia, because a lot of economy over there was related to Greece, like banks and foreign investments, so they were impacted the most, while Polish market and to some extent Czech market we've seen relatively steady. In Hungary, office market where we operate has been quite weak for some time, but we see some international tenants going there for low rental cost and some international investors simply buying at the bottom despite some macro worries. On investment market, indeed the beginning of the market, beginning of the year, there were expectations of high volumes, which towards the end of the year slightly slowed down, but there are several transactions expected to be closed. I think our deal with Allianz shows that there are still core investors who are interested in high-quality projects, and the real estate is a good hedge. Office buildings leased to prime tenants with cash flows, long-term cash flows, is a good hedge in those turbulent markets against equity and some other instruments. So we believe that this demand for top quality projects in Central Eastern Europe will continue. We see rather limited demand right now for Southeastern Europe. However, we do believe that countries like Serbia or Croatia will benefit from potential EU accession, and more investors will be interested, and not only investors but also tenants. We believe that office market in Zagreb and Belgrade will improve because a lot of EU-related institutions will look for space over there, and we are actually planning to do office projects in those two cities. Now I will pass to Erez Boniel to talk about our financial results.
Good afternoon. I'm on page 10, in the presentation the title which is Main Event Asset Devaluation to Reflect Current Market Environment. On this page, as you can see on the right hand side, there is a pie chart which describes the split of the write-offs per country. Romania and Bulgaria account for 62% of the write-off, while Croatia and Hungary 16-17% each. If you look at the bottom of the page, the bar chart shows basically where this devaluation is coming from and what are the assumptions that were used. As you can see, the yield is quite high. The average yield on our portfolio is 8%, and the peak yield is in Romania retail with 11%. Even Poland, where we have done transactions just recently at 6.7% and 5.5% or 5.6 for Galeria Mokotów not long ago, still is valued at conservative assumption 7.2-7.3%, meaning that we already discount and take into account the crisis. Another yield that is notable is in Bulgaria, where we use 9.3%. That's quite high on one hand, and on the other hand, it shows the upside once the market recovers. Now, when considering the valuation, the main factor that drove the valuation is the ERV. Basically, we talk about the rent that is applied to vacant space and the growth of the rent in centers, mainly shopping centers out of Poland. The office, our office portfolio was affected only marginally, only 3% is in the office. However, the biggest devaluation refers to retail. And over there, the ERV is the main factor that went down due to the fact that we operate in such a macro environment that at the moment does not allow us to increase the rent. However, once again, this is exactly the area of upside once the situation is changed. I'm continuing to page 13, where you can see three pie charts related to the mix of the portfolio. Several cuts, the first one on the left side by class of assets. Office accounts for 52% and retail 39%. Altogether, more than 90% stabilized the commercial portfolio. You can see the development stage, 68% is already existing asset, and under construction is another 9%, meaning three quarters are completed or about to be completed portfolio, which generate cash, and due to the fact that some of the assets are new, the cash at the moment lags behind. However, if we will take a wider horizon, we can see that the cash generating platform is growing, and this will add further stability to the portfolio. If we check it by country, at the moment, Poland accounts for 38%, and the second largest market is Romania. However, here, if you flip to the next page, page 14, and focus on the right-hand side, the completion by split of NRA, you can see that Poland will regain its position of more than 50%. The drop currently is due to the fact that we sold Galeria Mokotów. It's a main shopping center that is not anymore with us, and the Platinum also will be sold. But this will be compensated by the two main shopping centers that we are in the process of design. In Warsaw, the first one, Galeria Planov and Galeria Białęka in the north of the town. In terms of square meter, total square meter, 538 square meter that will be supplemented by another 300,000. This is about 60% growth in 3 years. Despite the crisis, we continue to focus on growth, and we continue to take assumptions that we will invest in the most profitable regions, most profitable cities, and therefore in our cash flow plans, the assumption is continuation and growth despite the difficulties. On the next page, you can see the plan in a bit more detail, and I would like to highlight several projects. Chorus, Okenchi Business Park 3, is the building that basically will be completed in 1 or 2 quarters with advanced pre-leases. We talk about Platinum 5 to be completed in the next year. This is also with advanced pre-leases of almost 80% and is subject to the sale. So the finance for 5 is done, secured, and we are actually counting on the excess cash, free cash that will come out of it. Galeria Burgas is also doing well and planned to be completed by mid-2012. And as a preparation for completion in 2013, we will start investment next year in the most promising projects. Here, in the category of 2013, some of the projects we already invested most of the equity. And I refer to University Business Park, I refer to Varna and Platinum 6, which is we got the building permit and we will start pretty soon. So basically, this is a list of projects that we can we can either start or slow down, depends on the market, depends on the demand. And this is one of the abilities of GTC management, is to take decision and to adjust the pace of development to the very volatile market conditions. I'm jumping to the segmental analysis, which is on page 17. Here you can see per country what is the split between offices and retail, and what's the average yield. However, moreover than that, you can see the average rent that is currently achieved in every country. In some categories, the rent is pretty low, which shows the weakness on one hand. However, it also shows the potential growth, because this rent is not going to stay there for a long time. Since we talk about the penetration period of a project, typically in shopping center, it takes 1 to 2 years to stabilize. And therefore, at the moment, the rent is low, but it will grow. I'm moving ahead to page 20, where you can see the balance sheet. And on page 19, you have some comments to it that I'm going to elaborate. However, you can focus on page 20. So the first line, the biggest number that we have is the investment property, 1.8 billion euro. Compared to the end of the year, there is a decrease of 342 million. The decrease stems from the fact that we sold Galeria Mokotov, 240 million. At the same time, we invested around 160 million. We had a write-off of close to 130 million in the investment property. And we reclassified the asset held for sale, which is the Platinum. We took it out from investment property into more liquid assets. This number, in fact, again tells the story of asset disposal. Galeria Mokotów, a very successful transaction, sold above book value. The investment that continues despite some difficulties. However, we think that this is an opportunity to increase the platform with much less competition than in the past. And at the same time, the conservative approach in valuing the properties. Another anchor number that we have here is the cash and cash deposits. The balance sheet wouldn't be so strong as it is now without the cash. Out of the 200 million, we have 170 million euro cash. This is basically cash that is providing us a safety net, taking us forward throughout the storm. And this is an amount that is very, very carefully monitored on a daily basis. And we focus now the efforts on increasing this this amount and making it more efficient. At the liability side, we can see that the total leverage is 59%. That's somehow touching the upper band of the leverage, which is our policy. And as part of the efforts in the next coming quarters, we will endeavor to reduce it. In terms of the division between the long-term liabilities and current liabilities, you could see an increase in current liabilities of around 200 million euro. The increase stems from, first, the reclassification of 126 million euro, which were mentioned at the beginning of today's call. Five loans that somehow touching or are in compliance with some technical covenants, and this is to be adjusted in the coming month or two. And also we classified 85 million that relates to the sale of platinum loan. As much as we classify the assets to more liquid, we have to also to classify the loan to be repaid this year. On page 21, we demonstrate what I just now explained about the maturity of the loans. We demonstrate it in a chart. In the light blue on the left side, 126, this is an amount that once will be reclassified, and we already know that 25 million out of it is to be classified because we signed a deal with adjustment with the lender to readjust the covenants. So once this will be done, the work here will be completed, the 126 will be spread to the right, meaning with increased maturity, as you can see the dotted line. Beyond September 2017 is the 100 million, so vast majority of this amount. I go forward to page 23, the income statement highlights. Here we can see that the rental and service income is growing. Again, this is in line with the increase of the platform. Another important number is the devaluation. We talked about it, and if I left anything untouched or unclear, I will be glad to answer questions later about that. Two one-off effects we have in the income statement. The first one is regarding the finance expenses. They include one-off items related to the sale of Galeria Mokotów, 2 million. The sale of Platinum Office Park, this is already in Q3. 6 million is the hedge classification from equity base to profit and loss. We have to expense it as we repay the loan. And the FX loss due to the stronger euro also of 6 million. So if you net it off, this quarter the result is 31 minus 12, meaning about 18 million. This is the typical interest amount per quarter that we have at the moment. And before working and reducing the leverage, this is something that we expect to do in the next year. Another one-off effect is on the tax. Again, this is a provision, it's not a cash item. We had to increase the provision for tax due to the fact that the zloty has weakened, and therefore our assets, which are euro-denominated, are valued more in zloty, and hence we have to provide for tax. Finally, the cash flow on page 24. You have here four or five lines, the top lines, that basically tells the story. The cash from operating activities compared to last year is relatively lower, first because we sold Galera Mokotov, but also because the new projects that we opened are not yet fully showing the revenue. Then we have the investment in real estate, 152, that is financed by sale of assets. So this is the asset recycling process that we always talk about. And the proceeds from financing activities, again, this amount is going to increase in Q4 significantly. The net of cash flow from operating is at the moment insufficient to cover finance expenses, and the coverage is coming from our cash reserve. So 6 million basically was financed from our reserve of about 200 million. That's an issue that we are working currently to improve. It was clear that when we sell an asset, we will run into temporary such deficit. However, this will change with the growing income. And as much as we reduce the leverage, also the finance expenses will be reduced. So all in all, we ended up the period with 172 million euro free cash. And we are very optimistic that the situation is going to improve in the coming quarters. I'll hand it over to Eli to summarize.
So some final comments, and then we are open for questions. As you have seen, the presentation is more detailed than before. We decided that in order to have our investors feel more comfortable with the results and understanding what we are passing through these days, so we decided that the presentation will be more detailed and more transparent, even more than we were before. So we are giving here through this presentation all the tools necessary to really feel the pulse of the company and the space in which we are operating. At the end of the day, I want to assure you that the company has excellent managers, very experienced ones, on the holding level and on the country level. We are known to be great value creators. Just to remind you, maybe in a nutshell, Galera Mokotov, we sold for 475 million euro. It cost us to build, everything included, 100 million euro. So there are challenging new projects ahead of us. We are using all the expertise we have in order to create value for our shareholders in the future projects and improving those projects that are operating today. We are doing everything in the book to cut cost and improve the traffic and the occupancy on those assets that need special attention. This attention is given by the top management of the company, especially in countries like Bulgaria and Romania, working a lot of integration and economy of scale and helping those assets that need some help for a temporary period of time. Thank you very much for listening, and we're looking forward to tackle questions.
do you want to take questions now?
Yes, operator, we are ready to take the questions.
Okay, thank you. If you do have a question at this time, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. And to cancel your question, please press the hash or the pound key. Once again, that's star one to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. And there will be a short silence while participants register for questions. We have a question from the line of Igor Miller. Your line's now open. Please go ahead with your question.
Good afternoon. If I may have a question on, or maybe a request that you could guide us on the office and commercial revenues in the fourth quarter and maybe the first quarter of next year. You have sold a lot of assets. Meanwhile, you are opening new shopping malls, but it's hard to somehow assume what are the rent-free periods, et cetera. So if you can just give us a hint of how much we could expect in terms of rent generation, and maybe the same with the residential revenues. Thank you.
Just I want to comment on one. This is Eli. Want to comment on one issue that you mentioned, and then Erez will try to cope with what you asked, although we, as you know, we are not giving projections. We did not sell a lot of assets. What we did sell is, throughout the history of GTC for the last 10 years, we sold one or two assets per year. And this is exactly what we have done this year. So just to put things in proportion, the revenue, quarter-to-quarter comparison, we still, after the sale of Galeria Mokotov, actually grew. And Erez will elaborate on it. Just a moment.
Yeah. Igor, regarding the forecast, you know, we're bound not to give it. We will try in the course of the next few days to craft some information that we are able to give. But basically, all the assets that you know that they're operating, if you assume, I would say, 6 to 12 months, depends on the asset, stabilization period, whereby during stabilization period, the income, I would say, is around 50% of the stabilized income, and then gradually increasing, I would say this would be a fair assumption. I'm not able to give you one-by-one forecast.
Okay, and regarding the Platinum sale, when the revenues will actually fall out, in which quarter?
The first four buildings should be sold by mid-December.
Okay, so probably still including them in the fourth quarter. That would be a fair assumption.
Yes.
All right. Okay, and in terms of residential, I know you are really dependent on how much you actually sell, but if you can give us any sort of a guidance there.
I would say if you take Q2 as a representative sample, I think it will be fair.
Okay, thanks. And maybe just a follow-up question on what you have been saying about the newly opened shopping malls, because the grace periods are clearly there, and then the revenues are actually not there. So let's say the appraisers and you are taking a conservative approach, but given your expected increase in occupancy rates, do you think that is it possible that this revaluation, what you have just done, and the write-off will be actually reversed towards the year end, that we can as well see a asset appreciation?
There is no question that there will be a rebound. The question is the percent and the timing. If you put 11% exit yield on Romania as an average and 9.3 average in Bulgaria, and knowing the quality of our assets spec-wise, location-wise, mix-wise, There's no question there is an upside there. We mentioned it. I mentioned it. Erez repeatedly mentioned it. We cannot tell you how much time it's going to take because we are part of the, you know, Eurozone crisis, etc. So your guess is as good as ours.
Okay, fair enough. That's it.
And the next question comes from the line of Peter Bardet. Your line's now open. Please start with your question.
Good afternoon. I would have two questions. First is on your CapEx outlook for the rest of the year and for the next year, if you are going to reduce it or is it the same. Then you are talking about lower construction costs, so if you can elaborate on that a little bit. And then also the retail rents in Romania and Bulgaria, I see that there is €5 per square meter, which seems pretty low. If you could provide more details on that.
So it's Eli. I will give you some general outlines, and Erez will help me with the rest. We are going to start few projects. So we mentioned it. We're going to start two shopping malls in Poland. In one we are 100%. The other one we are 50%. We're going to start a shopping mall in Belgrade. We're going to start an office building in a very good location in Romania. We might start another one or two, depends on the availability of financing. Those that I mentioned, we're confident that we will manage to raise the financing in different various ways, but probably the most traditional way is through bank financing. And about the question about Bulgaria is the €5 is a temporary number that presents the reality, not taking into account the improving vacancies, not taking into account turnover income, that because some of the tenants that we have, especially big anchors these days, this is a tenant market, with some of them we had to compromise and accept turnover rent only with no minimum rent. This is part of the industry these days. So it depends on the performance. So we took a conservative approach, but this number can change probably upwards.
Thank you.
And the next question comes from Chris Fremantle. Your line's now open. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good afternoon. It's Chris Fremantle from Morgan Stanley in London. Just two questions. Regarding the loans that you say are in non-compliance with debt covenants, can you maybe you already gave this, but could you just give me the total value of the loans that are currently in non-compliance? And has there ever been a situation in GTC's history where you have been in non-compliance? Is this a first for you? So that's the first question. The second question is the refinancing that you talked about earlier in the presentation, the 100 million in Romania and the other deal that you also mentioned. Can you just specify when those transactions were agreed? And what was the all-in cost of debt that you achieved at that time? Thank you.
This is Eli. I want to mention one thing about the it's, we never, in the history of GTC, had any defaults, and it doesn't look that we will ever have. This is our approach. We'll do everything in the book not to have a default. The what you call default is not really a default. It's technical, small in compliance with some covenants. We're talking with the banks. It's five projects. One was already dealt and signed and is off the table, €25 million, and the rest of it will be signed and adjusted in the next coming weeks. So all this issue will be off the table in the next quarter and go back to the long-term liabilities.
And what was the total value of the loans that are still?
It will go from 126 million euro to zero.
Okay. And the refinancing that you already did, can you just give an idea of what the all-in cost was and when they were agreed?
Yes, they were agreed about a month ago. The all-in cost is 3.5% margin over 3 months Euribor.
Thank you very much.
So there are no further questions registered. I'm handing the conference back to you.
Everybody,
oh, sorry. Sorry for interrupting. One question just came through from Andre Kasperik. The line's now open. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Andre Kasperik from UniCredit. I have a more general question. Errors relating to your comment that your business plan is focused on growth despite difficulties and, you know, the changing market environment. Could you, I'm just wondering, could you perhaps elaborate on, you know, the source of financing of the growth, you know, how you plan to finance developments, given that, you know, your business is basically burning cash on the operating activity, you know, the cost of financing is going up and the cost of, you know, the property value is going down. So I would very much appreciate if you could comment how you plan to finance the projects going on. Thanks.
Okay. The question is wide. You put several assumptions on the way, which not necessarily meet the reality. The finance cost is not growing in percentage wise. It's growing as the platform grows, but the finance cost itself are not growing, and in some cases they're even going down.
So meaning that if we have today 5.5%, you might see a decrease.
Yes. This is one. We plan to finance it. The same question you asked at the beginning of the year, and as you can see, sale of assets and realization of profit basically helped us in financing the investment. So asset recycling was always a part of our policy, and we will continue to do so. Another source is the refinancing, which, as mentioned before, the last refinancing basically was without increasing interest. So the rate went down relatively, and this gave us another 22 million. Sale of residentials is another source of cash, either to service the liabilities or the free cash that comes to the company. Growth of income is another source of cash, because we invested and now we are basically taking the fruits, even if right now the numbers are not fully stabilized. And beyond that, we are now sitting and considering a plan that will cover the financial needs of the company in the next 3 years, not just 1 year. And we'll come up with a plan when the time will be appropriate.
Understood. I mean, all the transactions that you refer to is basically history, and I guess what we're talking here is the future, and the future doesn't look bright, at least at this moment. So my follow-up question is, do you consider the new capital raising? Is that on the agenda?
Andrea, I did not talk about the past. I talked about the future.
Mm-hmm.
The past was only example of our ability to do it in the future. And let's face it, the past that we talk is last month. We don't talk about long time ago. Whether we'll come up with equity is only one of the possible instruments. There are many possibilities. We are considering all of them, and we may come up with either one or a mix of everything.
Just to give it a little more meat, and without committing in any way, I would like to demonstrate two ways. The one, we might do some more disposal during 2012 of non-core assets, okay? I'm not indicating a specific one, but I can give an example. If we will have a buyer at a very good price of the land in Marlera on the beach of Croatia, in which we invested €50 million, and will be a very attractive price, this is something we might consider. So it's a non-core asset. It's not our main focus. And if we'll make a good profit there, this is something we might consider. Other things that we have done in the past, again, without indicating anything specific, we teamed up on a shopping malls with a partner on a 50-50 basis. So we do have a shopping mall in Warsaw in which we own 100%. And this is a possibility that we might consider. This is, again, raising equity with a premium without going to the market. So we gave you a few potential routes, and everything all these options are a possibility.
Okay, thanks very much.
That was the last question. I'm handing the conference back to you now.
Thank you very much for your participation in the conference, and talk to you in March, I believe. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This concludes today's conference, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.